Well, we still really don't know the details, but the size and the shape of the ABC funding cuts is becoming clearer this week. Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull has confirmed a report on Media Watch last night that taxpayer funding will be reduced. Taxpayer funding to the ABC will be reduced by $50 million a year, or 5% of the broadcaster's billion-dollar annual budget. And Malcolm Turnbull says the savings are, quote, relatively modest.
Anyone here who is in business, has been in business, particularly as anyone has been in the media business, Sarah, in the private sector, that could not manage to find 5% out of efficiencies is not even trying.
Not even trying, says the Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, on Q&A last night. Well, the opposition hasn't bought necessarily into that yet, but it does say the government has broken a clear election promise here. It promised not to cut funding to the ABC. Jason Clare is the Shadow Communications Minister. He joins me in the breakfast studio. Jason Clare, welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
So let's go to what Malcolm Turnbull there said there. He says these savings of around $50 million a year, 5%, can be delivered without even trying. Do you accept that there's always fat that can be cut in an organisation?
Any organisation, whether it's public or private, can be more efficient. When we were in government, we found efficiencies in the ABC and we used that money to create ABC 24 and ABC Online. But the point here is Tony Abbott said the night before the election there'd be no cuts to the ABC. He's broken that promise. He's lied to the Australian people. And it's not the only lie he's told. The same night he said there'd be no cuts to health, no cuts to education, no changes to the pension, no new taxes. He's broken all of those promises.
Well, the Minister's defence of that position on Q&A last night was basically that when Tony Abbott said that, he didn't mean there wouldn't be any cuts. He meant beyond efficiency cuts, which are delivered, let's face it, Labor budget, time after time, there were efficiency cuts, not to the ABC, importantly. But, you know, it's not the same thing as suggesting there's going to be a grand major cut to something like the ABC.
That was the most extraordinary thing I'd ever seen. I thought Malcolm was better than that. Tony Abbott said, straight face, the night before the election, there'd be no cuts to the ABC. We've asked him this question four times since the election, and he said he stands by his commitment. So the bottom line here is whether Malcolm tries to use weasel words to get out of this or not. They promise one thing, they're doing another. They've broken a promise and lied to the Australian people.
Is this more than an efficiency cut?
Well, it's 5%. And according to what the Minister said and what Media Watch said, $50 million a year ripped out of the ABC when they said they weren't going to do it.
So the ABC, no longer exempt from efficiencies anyway, and that's many people in other departments probably think, well, that's as it should be. Why should the ABC be exempt? If you accept that the public broadcaster has to take a haircut without arguing of the size of this, where do you think they should make those cuts? Because the Minister seems to say it should all be in backroom. Not on production cuts, backroom, admin, budgeting, that kind of thing. Is that feasible and is that where you think the ABC should do it? Is there any excuse for the ABC cutting programs?
The short answer to that is no, it's not feasible just to cut the back office. That's not me saying it. It's what Mark Scott, the Chief Executive Officer of the ABC, has said. And from what we know, when these cuts come, it won't be just back office. Hundreds of people are going to get the sack. And lots of programs that people love and enjoy are going to be lost. So there's two things here. First, the promise not to cut the ABC, that's been broken. Now the promise it's just back office. It looks like that's a lie too.
What do you think? Do you think this is just a budgetary thing here, this cut, this 5% cut to the ABC, or do you think there is some ideology within the coalition ranks? We know there are some have been outspoken critics, and particularly after the Edward Snowden leaks, you know, the Prime Minister clearly wasn't in favour of some of those stories the ABC ran at that time when he said the ABC instinctively, it feels like, takes everybody's side but Australia.
Look, it's no secret that there's lots of people in the Liberal Party, lots of Liberal members of Parliament who hate the ABC. The risk that they have here, though, is that people love the ABC. It's the most trusted public organisation, public institution in the country. Across the bush, in coalition seats, people rely on the ABC for basic information, whether it's weather or emergency services information. The risk they have here is that by cutting into the ABC and their obvious political attack on the ABC, an organisation Australians love is under attack by a government that people don't like.
Jason Clare, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Jason Clare is the Shadow Minister for Communications. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 21 minutes to 9.